This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Very happy New Year to you. This is the first program of the year. We're here, and we invite you in. You can call us 877-726-8255. You can come directly into the doctor's office and you can pose your questions. We've had quite a few in the first hour. Let's see if we can generate some in the second hour. 877-726-TALK. And lots of stuff this hour. We're going to talk about how to stop biting your nails. A very ingenious approach using a commonly available nutritional supplement. Also, how vaping could cloud your thinking. And lots more on the COVID-19 front. 877-726-8255, inviting your questions. And here's a paradox. COVID-19 seems to be spreading merrily away throughout the U.S. and the world. And most people are wearing masks. They really are. There's a high degree of mask compliance where I live in New York, especially in New York City. People are walking down the street, in the open with the wind blowing, and yet they got their masks on. I find it a little hard to wear a mask sometimes outside in the cold because my glasses fog up all the time. My glasses fog up when it's cold because my warm breath condenses on my glasses. A lot of people find this to be a problem. So I wear a mask, obviously, when I go inside, and I wear a mask when I'm walking down the sidewalk and it's very crowded. But when nobody is around for, 20 or 30 feet, I slip the mask down and then my glasses unfog. So, but the vast majority of people wearing masks, yet COVID-19 appears to be spreading like wildfire. So they blame it on, quote, knuckleheads or refuseniks, people who are not wearing masks. But I think there's something else going on. And this study seems to explain it. Headline, masks not enough to stop COVID-19 spread without distancing, study finds. This is in an obscure journal entitled Physics of Fluids. And finally, they got to study something that is relevant to all of our lives. I don't know, maybe they're studying, the way that brake fluid flows within a brake drum most of the time. And, that's not exactly touching people's lives. But this study is. What they did is they used a simulator, a machine that utilizes an air generator to mimic human coughs and sneezes. The generator was used to blow tiny liquid particles like the airborne droplets of sneezes and coughs through laser sheets in an airtight square tube with a camera. So very, very sophisticated imaging apparatus. And then they used different types of mask materials, a regular cloth mask, a two-layer cloth mask, a wet two-layer cloth mask, a surgical mask, and a medical-grade N95 mask. And what they found is that every material tested reduced the number of droplets that were spread, but at distances of less than 6 feet, enough droplets to potentially cause illness still made it through several of the materials. The N95 mask, which some people have, but not only do you have to have an N95 mask, but it has to be fitted properly because you can't breathe around it. You got to breathe through it. And the vast majority of people who are wearing N95 masks do not wear them correctly. I'm not pulling rank on you. There's a way that it needs to be properly fitted. Hospital personnel know how to do this, but just slapping the N95 mask on is not going to do it because you can breathe around it. The N95 mask statistically stopped 100% of the droplets, but at a distance of less than 6 feet, even these small percentages of droplets can be enough to get someone sick because a single sneeze can carry up to 200 million tiny virus particles, and even a mask blocks a huge percentage of those particles. Enough could escape to get someone sick if that person is close to the carrier. So, what they also say is that the study did not account for leakage from masks, whether worn properly or improperly, because there's a lot of people walking around with masks around their mouths, but it's like their noses, but they just, you know, it's haphazard. It's like, you know, it's kind of like condoms. Condoms, when used correctly, are 100% effective. But then when they look at the actual effectiveness rate of condoms in the real world, in the field, so to speak, they're only about 95% effective. Well, how could that be? Well, because they're not worn correctly. So they say here that we need both. We need masks. Masks help. I'm not saying masks don't work. I'm not a, you know, anti-mask crusader, nor am I a mask vigilante, you know, like the Karen people who yell at you if you're not wearing a mask. Distancing plus masks is the correct strategy for the time being while this virus is raging. So here's another consideration. There's a downside to wearing masks is you cannot understand people. You know, I stand at the deli counter and I say, get me a pound of sliced turkey, sliced very thin. And the guy goes, what? And so just to illustrate, I'm going to wear a cloth mask for the time being. So you're going to hear me now as I apply my cloth mask. And you see there's a definite difference in the sound of my voice as I wear a cloth mask. So they studied this, and the researchers, I'm taking off my mask, the researcher used a special loudspeaker, custom built and shaped like a human head, so the sound radiates as it would sound like coming from a human mouth. And the researchers say, we put the different masks onto the head-shaped loudspeaker and played the same sound for every test. And what they found is that the surgical mask, and I'm going to apply my, you know, it's like one of these light blue, azure colored, surgical masks. They're so ubiquitous. I mean, you see, politicians, slip these on to, virtue signal, you know, even though they're standing like 20 feet away from the camera. And now I'm wearing a cloth mask, and it is detectable. But it's barely different. The problem, too, though, is that a lot of verbal communication is visual. You know, we don't all read lips, but we use it as an adjunct to our verbal communication. So it's not merely auditory. We also read expressions. And so a lot of expressions are centered around the eyes, but expressions are also centered around the mouth. And whether a person's smiling or frowning or, you know, is fearful or anxious or happy or relaxed. And masks block visual cues like facial expression and lip motion. So speech reading is no longer an option when wearing most masks. And almost everyone uses speech reading to some extent with or without hearing loss. So that this is, you know, but one of the downsides of where I'm going to take this mask off, and you can hear a slight difference in the timbre and quality of my voice, but disposable surgical masks are best for being heard clearly when speaking. Are they best for preventing viral transmission? No. The better masks are the N95 masks, which I don't have one, but they really, really muffle your speech. And that's a problem in hospitals where communication is really essential. You know, there's a lot of, I didn't hear you say that again, going on in hospitals, especially when they're around patients who are infectious with COVID-19, because they're wearing those masks and shields, and they're pretty much indecipherable. 877-726-8255 is our number. We invite you to call us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com. /Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we're available for you to post questions at 877-726-8255. A very happy new year. It's our first show of the year. And we had a call from Anita in Delaware. How you doing?
I'm okay, thank you for taking my call. By the way, two of my children were patients of yours when they were living and working and going to school at Columbia, New York.
That's great. And they survived? And they survived my ministrations?
They were very pleased. You told my daughter, this too shall pass, and you really helped her a lot. Okay,
that's great.
I've been diagnosed with low-grade lymphoma. Yeah. I have been a follower of all the way back to Carlton Fredericks in the 50s. The low-grade lymphoma, I have low platelet and low white cells. Mm-hmm. My only symptom is that the two cells showed up white. The two lymph nodes showed up white on a PET scan. And I occasionally get chills that don't last. And yep. I found that they're not bad, but they go away as soon as I eat something. So I don't know if it's low blood sugar or
How are you diagnosed? Were you diagnosed on the basis of a bone marrow biopsy?
No, actually they did a biopsy of the lymph nodes.
Okay.
He wanted to surgically remove the one on the other side. I declined. Okay. I didn't think it was that bad. And they've been doing watchful waiting since June.
So let me just tell our listeners a little bit about this. You have what's called stage zero lymphoma. So that's like you're auditioning for the part, but you haven't gotten it, which is a good place to be because low-grade lymphoma, they don't even want to treat it. I mean, that's how relatively benign it is. And you could happily go along merrily for, 10 or 20 years before it develops into full-blown lymphoma. You're at risk for it progressing, but it may not progress. And so they are doing what's called watchful waiting, which is great. That's a little bit more the trend with certain cancers like prostate cancer, early low-grade prostate cancer in men, where they just kind of watch it. And, you know, it does not require aggressive treatment with radiation, chemotherapy, or immunotherapy, or surgery. So that's the good news. What's your concern?
Well, my concern is that they're going to start getting aggressive. I might add, I am a survivor of DCIS 2014, and that was stage zero, non-invasive. I'm 88 years old.
Oh, no, so DCIS, that's what is it? The breast precancer
ductal,
of the breast.
Ductal
carcinoma in situ, yeah.
Yeah, and it was fine.
And by the way, they've reclassified that as not a cancer. But it's a, I guess you could call it a precancer. But again, it suggests that you've got, you know, maybe some faulty editing software, in your genetic makeup, which allows cancer events to develop slowly, but, they haven't really progressed to full blown cancer. So, you know, first in the breast, now, you know, with your, lymphatic system. And, so here's, you know, I mean, I'm not going to treat you for this, but, you would be a good candidate for nutritional intervention because there's really some good evidence that certain nutrients and a certain type of diet can be helpful for this. Now, as a follower of Carlton Fredericks, maybe you're already on a great diet, but I want to remind you that it appears that non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is diet dependent. Diets rich in polyunsaturated fatty acids are associated with a lower risk of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That would be a 40% decreased risk with the highest intake of marine fatty acids. Also, there's a study in which women whose diets were high in vegetables, fruit, and dietary fiber had a 40% reduced risk of developing lymphoma. So, fresh fruits and vegetables, lots of fiber, vitamin D, also associated with a lower risk. You want to make sure that your vitamin D levels are high. Certain anti-cancer nutrients like EGCG from green tea could be helpful. Drink a lot of tea, that's fine. But also augment with EGCG supplementation. Consider curcumin too, which has some anti-cancer effects. These are some of the things that could keep you in the stage zero or early stages of lymphoma, low-grade lymphoma. You want a low-grade lymphoma, not a high-grade lymphoma, because low-grade means that the cells aren't multiplying like wildfire. They're slowly developing, and you can be a good candidate for the watchful waiting. And very, very unlikely that you're going to come to harm from lymphoma in your lifetime. And even were it to occur, the treatments are getting better and better. And by the time you, if God forbid you do progress, you're going to be a good place to receive treatments which will be safer and more effective than we ever could conceive of right now in 2021. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm available for your phone calls here on Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. In this new year, it's 2021. Happy New Year. 877-726-8255 is our number. And there's some silver lining to the dark cloud of COVID-19, which is that just like NASA spurred all kinds of technological developments. The least of which was Tang. Remember the astronauts, took this powdered orange substance up in the space capsule with them, and then it became a commodity, Tang, not exactly the most salutary development out of the NASA space program, but lots of technological developments. And the COVID-19 vaccine could jumpstart cancer treatment breakthroughs. This according to Bloomberg. The mRNA technology used in Moderna and Pfizer's vaccines actually was pioneered in cancer nearly two decades ago. And that pre-existing knowledge is what enabled such quick COVID-19 vaccine development. The vaccine works by creating instructions for cells to make proteins that block the spike protein of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. And it's a very specific technology, but it's a technology that can be generalized. It's a platform that can easily be modified to use mRNA to be coded to tell immune cells how to fight off tumor cells. And I was talking to the lady earlier on about her stage zero low-grade lymphoma, which is not likely to progress. But in the event that it progresses, technologies like this will be rolled out, I think, within the next decade, which will really revolutionize our treatment for cancer. It'll be much more targeted and specific. You know, chemotherapy is blasting away at the cancer cells, but also damages normal cells. And immunotherapy and new technology harnessing this mRNA concept, I think, are going to give us ways of very, very specifically targeting in a laser-like fashion certain types of cancer, and individualized therapy that will be tailored to an individual's immune system and the type of cancer cells they have. I mean, look, we're not talking about some miraculous cure for all cancers overnight, but some encouraging progress, even on the conventional front, which, you know, so far in some ways has been disappointing. New therapies will be rolled out. All right. If fatigue sometimes affects you, here's the real deal. It's mitochondrial support. And if you're looking for the highest quality, scientifically validated mitochondrial support, it's here. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. There have been numerous clinical trials. Now I believe there are 34 clinical trials that have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And it has anti-aging effects. It's available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. Full spectrum vitamin and mineral formulas, immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and pure NT factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I talked to a fellow the other day who has been suffering from chronic fatigue for many years. And he believes the NT factor that he's using has been the decisive factor in enabling him to return to exercise and regular activities. Now, with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. I've been taking NT factor for years, and I prescribe it to my patients. You can find the NT factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or you can order direct by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to their new user-friendly website, ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Some people have been looking for it on my online dispensary, Fullscript. Certain NT Factor products are just not stocked there for the time being, but you can get them directly from ntfactor.com. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this item has to do with a remarkable new therapy for nail biting. You know, I must confess that I was a nail biter right up until, I think it was about, you know, elementary school, junior high school maybe. And it was awful because my nails were a mess. and I just had the compulsion to bite my nails. And then my parents got me some stuff that you painted your nails with, and it gave me this awful taste when I bit my nails, but I would still keep fidgeting and tearing at my nails with my fingers, you know, just tearing off the nails, and it was awful. I outgrew that, and I no longer have any vices whatsoever. Okay. But there's a news article in the Wall Street Journal which talks about the use of a commonly available nutritional supplement for the treatment of nail biting. Nail biting is a form of obsessive behavior. OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, involves repetitive actions like nail biting or hand washing in some cases. So some people actually self-mutilate. They pick at their skin and they pick and they pick and they pick, or they're involved in habitual behaviors like gambling, drug addiction. These all have to do with the dopamine system in the brain. And it's not clear how this works, but NAC has been used in treating various psychiatric disorders since 2002. They document in the Wall Street Journal, you can look up the article in the Wall Street Journal, a professor of psychiatry in Australia named Michael Burke has been studying NAC's utility in treating various psychiatric disorders since 2002. It was found that it was helpful for individuals involved in skin picking behavior, it may be helpful also in a small trial. It was confirmed that it was helpful in reducing the incidence of nail biting. It's also been explored as a way of dealing with drug addiction. NAC supports glutathione production, seems to work on the dopamine system in the brain. It is an excellent supplement for immune support. It's something which should be employed for every patient who has COVID-19 because glutathione is rapidly depleted when you have a fever or respiratory infection. Something that I don't take regularly, but I keep on hand in case I get sick. And I no longer have the habit of nail biting, but I outgrew it. It had nothing to do with NAC. But interesting article on that subject. Vaping. Vaping is so passe because one of the big tobacco companies bought into the vaping industry. They wanted to diversify their portfolio because they thought, well, less people are smoking cigarettes, but more kids are vaping, so we can make money selling tobacco or nicotine, the active ingredient, in vaping solutions. So there's a big investment by one of the big tobacco companies. Well, vaping ain't great for you. It's highly addictive. Kids are getting hooked on it. It's kind of a surreptitious way that they can get hooked on tobacco. They can even vape in the classroom covertly. And it's kind of a gateway drug for addiction to nicotine. Early on in the pandemic, it was implicated in some cases of serious lung injury. And the thought was that the damaging chemicals that are used as vehicles for the vaping solutions could damage the lungs and render people more susceptible to COVID-19, even if they're young. And that's kind of an outlier thing because it's mostly older individuals who succumb to COVID-19, but some younger people getting very sick, and it was thought that vaping was a contributing factor. Well, this study suggests that people who smoke and vape are most likely to report struggling with mental function. Students who reported starting to vape early, between 8 and 13 years of age, thank God, were more likely to report difficulty concentrating, remembering, or making decisions than those who started vaping at 14 or older. So the concern here is that with the rise in teen vaping, this is a very concerning trend, very high percentage, double-digit percentage of young kids well below the age where you can buy cigarettes, are obtaining vaping materials. And so there's all kind of crackdown on vaping. And I really think it's a bad idea. You know, at first it was thought, okay, this is a good way to prevent people from getting hooked on cigarettes. Because, you know, cigarettes, they're toxic and, you know, all that materials that come along with the nicotine are the ones that are implicated in lung disease and cardiovascular disease, cancer. So just why not inhale pure nicotine and just get the high and, you know, not worry about all those additional substances. Well, it's not really benign. And now there's a study suggesting that vaping could cloud your thoughts and impair your ability to concentrate, remember, or make decisions, which is already highly compromised in that adolescent age group. So, stay away from vaping. They really need to crack down on it. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy to follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD oil to help my patients, but I also recommend CBD to healthy adults to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new product from Plus CBD. Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels. New Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels provide higher levels of CBD for the greatest impact on everyday health. This new product enables you to take fewer capsules to achieve an impactful level of CBD. And with pre-measured servings and no hemp flavor, Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels are a no-mess, no-fuss way to take advantage of CBD's myriad benefits. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 20% off. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. And are a little waning in terms of time for today's program, but you can use that number to record a question. We'll take that question in a subsequent week, 877-726-8255. As you might expect, President-elect Joe Biden is encountering some flack about his key cabinet nominations. And you would expect that that would be from the right, from diehard supporters of President Trump. But in this case, it's coming from the left, from progressive sources when it comes to his appointee for Department of Agriculture. Tom Vilsack will reportedly be the USDA secretary. And he is sometimes referred to as Mr. Monsanto. Progressives argued that Vilsack's ties to certain agricultural industries, he's worked on behalf of Monsanto, he's worked on behalf of the dairy industry. It's kind of a revolving door because he was USDA chief in the Obama-Biden presidency. And has a distressing record defending animal agriculture and the dairy industry. The problem is that he is all for big agribusiness. And a lot of people are concerned that smaller independent producers will be pushed out of the marketplace. He's also an advocate for GMOs, genetically modified organisms. He pushed the approval and resisted restrictions on the use of Roundup, glyphosate, which is now implicated in all kinds of lawsuits. Even PETA is concerned that Vilsack turned a blind eye to violations of the law involving various cases of animal suffering. There's an article here from The Intercept, which I guess is a progressive news site. Tom Vilsack for Agriculture Secretary is everything that's wrong with the Democratic Party. Subtitle, our planet and rural communities cannot afford four more years of Vilsack's aggressive corporatism. There's a lot of crony capitalism involved in the agricultural industry. And you might say, well, you know, that's not that important. But it is, because the food supply of this country is very much responsible for our waning health and our soaring obesity rates. This story, obesity rates continue to rise among Americans. Well, you know, you'd think I'm a broken record, but this is actually a new study. The latest statistics come from 2017 to 2018. You might say, well, that's old hat, but it takes a while to compile the statistics. And the new statistics suggest that the prevalence of obesity has risen 12% from 1999 to 2000 to 2017 to 2018. So just in that last couple of decades, the obesity rate up 12%. The statistics are just unbelievable. For Americans age 20 and older, 42.4% had obesity. Obesity, not just overweight, because another 30.7% of adults were categorized as overweight. 9.2% had severe obesity. Among Mexican Americans, they had some of the highest rates, 51% of men, 50% of women with obesity. 57% of black adult women with obesity. So it is definitely traceable to our food supply, our food policies, and the Dietary Guidelines for America just came out, which is kind of a wishy-washy triangulation among the various corporate interests that promote sugar and cheap agricultural products that are highly palatable and carbohydrate-rich. Not a good look for a national policy that's designed to stem disease. You know, yes, we're trying to vanquish COVID-19, but there's a much bigger pandemic out there. That pandemic is the pandemic of metabolic syndrome related to obesity, with a high risk for cardiovascular disease, fatty liver, cancer, stroke, and whatnot. And that's what really is killing Americans. Yes, COVID-19 is a blip on the statistics of what is killing Americans at an unprecedented rate. All right, I'll leave you with this item, because I'm endeavoring to push through these cold winter months with a lot of gyms closed down, a lot of people staying home, being inactive. The compelling link between physical activity and the body's defense system. This is an article from ScienceDirect.com. Acute exercise is an immune system booster that improves defense activity and metabolic health. And we know that comorbidities like hypertension, obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease are very much associated with risk of dying from COVID-19. Exercise training has anti-inflammatory effects, so therefore, there is a clear inverse relationship between moderate exercise training and illness risk. The more you exercise, the less likely you are to get sick. That's a continual theme on this program. And I want to remind you, if you want to become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine, please visit our website at drhoffman.com. In 2021, we got lots of great interviews coming up for you, podcasts. Download our podcasts through your various podcast services. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribe to our newsletter. We're going to have some great articles coming up this year for you. Signing off for this week, We'll be here for you in 2021. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.